I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
When you guys are watching TV shows, is your default now to also turn the subtitles on?
No.
Yeah. No for Kristen.
Yes. Every single time. I cannot understand a word of what's being said. Even if the volume is at max, it just sounds like, rah, 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 rah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I do know, actually. There's an issue with sound engineering, and it's a big deal in Hollywood. But the way they engineer sound, it just isn't clear. And then if there's an action movie and there are explosions, all of a sudden, those will shake the walls of the house. Right. But when dialogue comes on, hi, my name is Mark.
Yeah, it's kind of maddening.
Yes.
You?
It depends on the show, but most of the time, I do have them on.
No, I'm never looking at the TV. I'm usually looking at my phone, half listening to the TV. So subtitles are useless.
I think I started watching them years ago. I turned them on years ago because I loved Peaky Blinders, which was set in Europe. And the accents were so thick, I couldn't really make what they were saying. But it was really interesting. So I turned it on. I've never turned them off.
Really? No, I don't keep them on. There has been once or twice where somebody said something and I couldn't make it out. So I rewound it. Turned on the subtitles to figure out what they said. And then after I figured out what they said, turned them back off and continued watching the show.
I've also noticed that there are times when someone will say something from like behind the scenes almost, and you would never hear it if you don't have the subtitles on.
It's the majority of people now. I was just reading the survey. The majority of people, 66%, watch TV now with subtitles on.
I know my parents do, but I just thought that was because they were old.
All right, so she's too pretty. She's too pretty and looks are too much of an emphasis on these dates. So, look, she's not having any luck. So she's decided to use the theory like, look, if you're doing the same things over and over again and they're not working, you might as well change it. And in this case, she wants to change her looks. So if you got something interesting going on in your life, you want to share it with us, hit us up at theburtshow.com. And Mo's got this email.
I could really use some advice right now. I'm 22 and my luck with relationships hasn't been all that great. My friend dropped this idea that I'm starting to buy into. She thinks guys are only interested in my looks and not the real me. At first, I brushed it off, but now I'm thinking maybe she's onto something. So my friend is setting me up with this guy from her work, but she's only shown him this one not so flattering picture of me, and he's still up for meeting. My friends are suggesting I should go super low key, minimal or no makeup, extremely casual clothing, just me, no frills. Here's where I'm torn. I get the whole be authentic vibe they're giving off. But on a first date, isn't it normal to want to look your best? I mean, when you look good, you feel good, right? I'm all about being real, but going on a date while actually trying not to look good seems like it could also backfire. I'm also wondering if it will affect my confidence and therefore my personality.
That's a good point.
Fair point.
That said, it does seem like a good way to know if a guy really is paying attention to me and not just what I look like. What do you all think? Is this a dumb experiment?
I think your friend hates you and she's setting you up. That's what I think is happening here. I understand the concept behind it. It sounds a little extreme for me for a first date.
I'm inclined to agree, mainly because
if you're going on a first date's a very vulnerable thing. And in my experience, when I don't feel my best, those are always the dates that go the absolute worst. And so if you change how you would normally do something and you show up to this date and you end up getting, again, results that you don't like, then you're going to have to deal with a whole other slew of emotions like, well, did he think I wasn't pretty? Maybe my friends just thought I was prettier than I really was and I should have done this. Do exactly what feels right to you. And if that means putting on minimal makeup, put on minimal makeup. But I think you shouldn't switch things up just because your friends think it's the right thing to do.
Concur. Yeah. I know dating is hard and it's difficult. I don't think it should be this difficult. I actually think you're making it more difficult. You should be able to be yourself on a date, what's going to make you feel most comfortable and give you the most confidence. I don't think you should have to pretty yourself down. I don't think you should have to dumb yourself down. I don't think you should have to do any of that, because is that really the person you want to be with if that's the person they like, because you weren't being authentically yourself in the very beginning?
Is anybody really authentic on a very first date? I mean, aren't you just showing them your best self?
No, I'm letting it all hang out, man. Yeah,
I'm pretty authentic on the first date, too. Yeah, for sure. And I understand the concept of this, but it's almost like you think that you're being more of yourself, but you're really not. You're actually dumbing yourself down, which I do feel will affect your personality, because how you see yourself is a part of your personality. So, nah, I don't think you should do this at all.
I almost feel like there would be more credibility in a similar test if you gave your friend a toned down picture of you that she would show him before the date.
Mm.
So he had to make a decision before looking at this picture where you didn't have as much makeup on, or it was a casual picture. And then if he's into it and you show up, hottie, hottie, then he's pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. Like, she's only shown him a not so flattering picture of her. So,
but she's saying go on the date and look like that also.
Yeah. If you're not comfortable, don't do it. Period.
I would say absolutely show up. Look how you feel your best. Put on your favorite outfit and whatever makeup that means for you. Because if this guy's a bad guy, you're going to find out whether you look ugly or whether you don't look ugly.
You're going to know it. And I do think it'll affect your confidence. You won't feel yourself.
No, 100%.
For sure. On the date.
The Bird Show.